our next session, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. So today Srimad Bhagavatam class will be given by Her Grace Medhavini Sakhi Mataji from Canto 5, Chapter 20 and Text 1. So before moving to Mataji, I would hand over call to Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji to give brief introduction about Mataji. Hare Krishna. Sureshwar Shyam Prabhuji.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji. Dhanavad.
Over to you, Prabhuji. Please accept my obeisances. All clear.
So, brief introduction about Mataji. Medhavini Sakhi Devidasi is a disciple of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj and received Harinam initiation in the year 2004 in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and Brahmanical initiation in Chennai in 2019. She is a chartered accountant by profession and has worked with leading multinational companies. Originally from Chennai, Tamil Nadu, currently staying in Mumbai with her husband, His Grace Harinam Krishna Das Prabhuji, and their two daughters. They are connected with Radha Giridhari Mandir, Mira Road, Radha Gopinath Mandir, and Jagannath Center, Thane. She serves as a coordinator, hosting and managing Jayapataka Swami Maharaj Sishya Samuha Mumbai programs and transcription proofreading of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj's lectures. Other services during this lockdown include conducting daily online Brahma Muhurta Japa sessions, organized an international online quiz challenge based on Srila Prabhupada's Lila Amrita in celebration of Srila Prabhupada's 125th appearance anniversary this year, and takes online classes based on Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Back to you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful introduction. Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Mataji, for giving me your valuable time and association. Such a wonderful background, the introduction you have. Thank you so much, Mataji. So now we will be moving on to our next session, that is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 20, and Text 1. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much for the very wonderful kind words of appreciation. We'll just start with the invocation prayers and start with the Bhagavatam class. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udhirayet. Nashta praeshva bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtuki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya namo namaha. Namo Pankajanabhaya Namo Pankajamaline Namo Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangre. Pahi Pahi Mahayogi Deva Deva Jagatpati Nanyam Twadabayam Pashe Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. Hare Krishna. So today we'll be starting with chapter 20, like Mataji mentioned. So Canto 5, chapter 20, which is entitled Studying the Structure of the Universe. So in today's session, we'll go through the first four verses and translation by Srila Prabhupada, and then also try to discuss Srila Prabhupada's purport. So let's recite the verses together, 1, 2, 3, and 4. Shri Shuka Uvacha Ata Param Plakshadhinam Pramana Lakshana Samsthanato Varsha Vibhaga Upavarnyate. Translation, Benjamin Grace, Abhicharana Aravinda, Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The great sage Shukadeva Goswami said, hereafter I shall describe the dimensions, characteristics and forms of the six islands, beginning with the island of Plaksha. Text 2. Jambudvipoyam yavat pramana vistharas tavata kshara kshara dadina परिवेश स्थितो यथा मेरु जंबा केना लवणो दधिर अपि ततो द्विगुण विशालेन प्लक्षाक्येन परिक्षिप्तो यथा परिखा भायो पवनेन प्लक्षो जंबु प्रमाणो द्विपाक्याकरो हिरण्मय उत्तितो यत्राग्नेर उपास्ते सप्त जीवस्तस्याधिपति प्रिय वृतात्मज इद्मजीव स्वं द्वीपं सप्त वर्षाणि विभज्य सप्त वर्ष नाभ्य आत्मजेभ्य आकलय्य स्वयं आत्म योगेनो परराम. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. As Sumeru mountain is surrounded by Jambu Dvipa, Jambu Dvipa is also surrounded by an ocean of salt water. The breadth of Jambu Dvipa is 100,000 yojanas or 800,000 miles. And the breadth of the salt water ocean is also the same. As a moat around a fort is sometimes surrounded by garden-like forest, the salt water ocean surrounding Jambu Dvipa is itself surrounded by Plaksha Dvipa. The breadth of Plaksha Dvipa is twice that of the salt water ocean. In other words, it is twice 100,000 yojanas, which is 200,000 yojanas or 1,600,000 miles. On Plaksha Dvipa, there is a tree shining like gold and as tall as the Jambu tree on Jambu Dvipa. At its root is a fire with seven flames. It is because this tree is a Plaksha tree that the island is called Plaksha Dvipa. Plaksha Dvipa was governed by Idmajiva, one of the sons of Maharaja Priyavrata. He endowed the seven islands with the names of his seven sons, divided the islands among the sons, and then retired from active life to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. Text 3 to 4. Shivam Yavasam Subhadram Shantam Kshemam Amritam Abhayamiti Varshani Tesu Girayo Nadyascha Saptaiva Abhijnata Manikuto Vajrakuta Indraseno Jyotisman Suparno Hiranyastivo Megamala Iti Setu Shailah Aruna Drimnangirasi Savitri Suptabhata Tatambara Satyambara Iti Mahanadya Yasham Jalopasparshana Viduta Rajastamaso Hamsapatangordhvayana Satyang Samyas Chatwaro Varnaha Sahasra Yusho Vibhudopama Sandarshana Prajananah Swargadwaram Traya Vidhyaya Bhagavantam Traimayam Suryam Atmanam Yajante. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The seven islands or the Varshas are named according to the names of the seven sons. Shiva, Yavasa, Subhadra, Shanta, Kshema, Amrita and Abhaya. In those seven tracts of land, there are seven mountains and seven rivers. The mountains are named Manikuta, Vajrakuta, Indrasena, Jyotisman, Suparna, Hiranyastiva and Megamala. And the rivers are named Aruna, Nrimna, Angirasi, Savitri, Suptabhata, Ratambara and Satyambara. One can immediately be free from material contamination by touching or bathing in those rivers. And the four castes of people who live in Plaksha Dvipa, the Hamshas, Pathangas, Urdhvayanas and Satyangas, purify themselves in that way. The inhabitants of Plaksha Dvipa live for 1,000 years. They are beautiful like the demigods and they also beget children like the demigods. By completely performing the ritualistic ceremonies mentioned in the Vedas and by worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead as represented by the sun god, they attain the sun, which is a heavenly planet. So, there is a very nice long purport given by Srila Prabhupada. We'll discuss that as part of the class. So, we'll just start with the invocation prayers. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namom Vishnupadhaya Krishna Praishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradhayate కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నామే గౌర దుషే నమః. పంచతత్వాత్మకం కృష్ణం భక్త రూప స్వరూపకం భక్తావతారం భక్తాఖ్యం నమామి భక్తిశక్తికం. హే కృష్ణ కరుణా సింధో దీనబంధో జగత్పతే గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత శ్రీరాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే. తప్త కాంచనా గౌరాంగీ శ్రీరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే. పాంచాకల్పతరూభ్యశ్చ కృపా సింధూభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త వృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూకం కరోతి వాచాళం పంగుం లంగయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగురూం దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ఈశ్వరం. హరి ఓం తత్సత్. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అ వెరీ వండర్ఫుల్ చాప్టర్ విచ్ డిస్క్రైబ్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. So if you remember in the last chapter, which is in the 19th chapter of this canto, there was the description of the Jambudvipa, how there are 8 islands surrounding the Jambudvipa, and more importantly, the discussion was around Bharata Varsha, right? Srila Prabhupada explains very beautifully in that purport how భారత భూమితే జన్మ కైలో ఆర జన్మ సార్థక్ కరే కరి పర ఉపకార. ఎనీవన్ హూస్ ఫార్చునేట్ టు గెట్ అ హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఇన్ దిస్ భారత వర్ష, రైట్ విత్ ఇన్ ద జంబూ ద్వీప, వాట్ హీ షుడ్ డూ, హీ షుడ్ జన్మ సార్థక్ కరి అండ్ హీ షుడ్ డూ పర ఉపకార. సో హీ షుడ్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ హిజ్ ఓన్ లైఫ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ షుడ్ ఆల్సో ట్రై టు పర్ఫెక్ట్ ద లైఫ్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్ అరౌండ్ హిమ్ ఆర్ హర్, రైట్? దట్స్ హౌ దట్ చాప్టర్ ఎండ్స్ వెర్ ఇన్ ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ జంబూ ద్వీప వాస్ గివెన్. So in this chapter, which is chapter number 20, it describes the remaining 6 islands. It's talking about the Plaksha Dweepa, Salmali Dweepa, Kushad Dweepa, Kraunchad Dweepa, Shakkad Dweepa, Pushkara Dweepa. Like this, it mentions all these 6 islands along with the Jambu Dweepa, which makes the 7 islands. How various these islands are so opulent. They are surrounded by ocean of butter, milk, liquor, yogurt, milk, like that. They're surrounded by oceans of we can't imagine an ocean of buttermilk or ghee, clarified butter. So like that, it is described how all these dweepas are surrounded by these oceans, and how King Priyavrata, he named these 7 islands as per the names of his own sons. And the very, very, very beautiful thing about this is that he gave each of those islands to each of his sons, and then he retired from active life to perform devotional service. So that's why in those days, the kings were called Rajarishis, because they ruled the kingdom, they performed their duty, but at the same time, they always had their ultimate objective in mind, which is to perform devotional service, to perfect the human form of life, and go back to the supreme abode of the Lord. So very beautifully, King Priyavrata very beautifully served as an example how he distributed all the 7 islands to his 7 sons and prepared to leave retirement, take a retired life and perform devotional service. So this verse also mentions about the dimensions of the various islands, specifically Plakshadweepa, as detailed in verse 3 and 4. It mentions how the breadth of Jambudweepa was 100,000 yojanas, and the Plakshadweepa was double, which is 200,000 yojanas. And like how in Jambudweepa there was a big tree called Jambu, because of which the island got its name. Similarly, Plakshadweepa also had a big tree which was shining like gold, it's mentioned. And hence, the tree's name was Plaksha, and hence the Dweepa came to be known as Plakshadvipa. And it also described how this Plakshadvipa, the people there lived for 100,000 years. They looked very beautiful, like demigods. And they also had the children who were equally beautiful. And they worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of sun. Right? And they attained the sun, which is the heavenly planet. And with so much of opulence, they lived for 1,000 years. So in this way, it's described about the people of Plakshadvipa. So in this purport, right, in the first three verses, actually first and second verse, there's no purport. In the verse three and four, which is together, Srila Prabhupada very, very beautifully illustrates how Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Plakshadvipa is very, very opulent, it looks like, because all of them look beautiful like demigods. They lived for 1,000 years they worshipped, like if you see all of the various islands, all the people worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead in one way or the other. In this case, they worshipped in Plakshadvipa, they worshipped in the form of sun and they attained the sun planet. So it's very beautifully described that one should understand and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the basis of Guru, Shastra and Sadhu. We cannot worship whomever we like according to whatever comes to our mind. No. So Guru, Shastra and Sadhu is the trio, is a triangle in which we know whom to worship, why are we worshipping, what is our relationship with the Supreme Lord, who am I, what is the Sambandha Gyan, what is the Abhideya Gyan and what is the Prayojana Gyan. What is the ultimate goal of life? What is the ultimate goal of the human form of life? So here, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he says how Lord Krishna actually expands himself into Vishnu, Brahma and Lord Shiva. So Vishnu is in charge of maintenance, Lord Brahma is in charge of creation and Lord Shiva is in charge of annihilation. And it is said maintenance is very difficult, right? To start something is very easy. We all take our New Year resolutions and, to reduce weight or whatever it may be, to start reading scriptures every day. Whatever may be the resolution, it starts off very well, right? The enthusiasm is there. And finally, to give it up is also very easy. Very easy to give it up. To create or to start something is still more difficult than to just give up something or to destroy something. But to maintain it over a long period of time, until we reach the goal, that is the most difficult part. So Lord Vishnu, he maintains the entire universe. The creation is done by Brahma and Shiva does the annihilation, and both Brahma and Shiva do it as a service to Lord Vishnu. It is said Brahma and Shiva are demigods. They are administrators to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely says, Ekala Ishwara Krishna Ara Sabha Britya. Ekala Ishwara Krishna, there is only one God. Generally, Hindus, they say, so they are multi-God worshippers. But Krishna is very clear in Bhagavad Gita. He says, Ananyas Chintayanto Mam Yajana Paryupasate. Ananyas Chintayanto Mam. You have to worship me exclusively, right? Krishna is very possessive, right? So Krishna says, you have to worship me alone, right? And Bhagavatam says, Ekala Ishwara Krishna, there is only one God. There is only one controller. There is only one proprietor. And that is Lord Krishna. What about the rest? Ara Sabha Britya. Ara Sabha includes demigods, demons, human beings, all living entities. Ara Sabha Britya. Everyone else is the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the basic tattva, basis which every other step, right? When we know our constitutional position, then we work according to that, right? When I think I am an enjoyer, I try to enjoy everything I have. Oh, there is a mango, I want to eat it. Oh, there is a beautiful flower, I want to smell it, right? Oh, there is a beautiful painting, I want to enjoy it, right? The propensity is to enjoy. So that is called bhoga vritti. As long as we have this bhoga vritti, the tendency to enjoy, we are going to be frustrated. Charvita charvananam. We can continue to try to enjoy, but we will be frustrated, chewing the chewed. Srila Prabhupada very beautifully explains. So when we come to this point of having tried to enjoy, frustrate, like bibarti, frustration, foaming in the mouth, we try so much to try and somehow get this, squeeze out the juice of enjoyment, right? But we are frustrated. So how can we get this happiness? Srila Prabhupada says, when we know we are the servant works for the satisfaction of the master. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhaktir, Uchyate. Rishikena, senses. What are we doing with our senses? We have to serve Rishikesha. the master of the senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. What are we going to do? With our hands, with our legs, with our mind, with our intelligence. What are we going to do? We are going to serve the Supreme Lord. Sevanam. And what is that service called? Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means, generally bhakti is translated as devotion. But Srila Prabhupada translates as devotional service. Because when you love somebody, you want to do something for that person, right? If I love somebody, if I love my daughter, I cook for her, right? If I love my mother, I do things for her. I prepare what she likes. I serve her in a way that she likes, right? I don't serve her what I like and expect her to be satisfied. So the role of a servant is to serve the master, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in a way that pleases him. So Krishna has already told us in the Bhagavad Gita what pleases him, right? Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Whatever you do, right? Patram pushpam phalam toyam, whatever is according to our capacity, whether it is water, leaf, flower or fruit, we offer it to Krishna and then we partake prasadam, right? Yat karosi yat isnasi, yat juhosi dadasyat, tat tapashyasi kaunteya, tat kurushvam adarpanam. Arpanam, surrender to me. Whatever you do, whatever you give away, whatever austerities you perform, right? The consciousness has to be in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So, Prabhupada has named our society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So, when somebody else sees us, right? We also eat, we also sleep, we also work in an office, right? We also read books. We also do our regular duties as a mother, as a father, as a husband, as an employee, right? We also perform various duties according to our swadharma. Right, but what we need to understand is there is something higher than this. What is that? That is Sanatana Dharma. That Sanatana Dharma is performed according to one's role. Right, in Swadharma we have several roles. We have the role of a mother, a father, a sister, a daughter, an employee, a friend. We have so many roles. But as part of our Sanatana Dharma, we have only one role. What is that role? It is working for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right, to start with, as a servant, right? The servant, we work for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see a nice mango, immediately we say, hey, we can offer this mango to Krishna and then we can have prasadam, right? Anything, any beautiful flower we see, oh, this color is so beautiful, we can offer it to Krishna, right? And Krishna tells in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, everything you find in this world which is beautiful is but a spark of my splendor. So we have got this all from the Supreme Lord, and then it's a matter of our duty that we offer it back to the Supreme Lord and make the Lord enjoy, right? When the Lord enjoys, and everybody enjoys. The example is given, Srila Prabhupada says, just like the hand and the leg, right? The hand cannot say, oh, I worked the whole day, I worked so hard in the office, I walked up and down, now I'm going to feed my hand or I'll feed my leg. Will we be satisfied? No. We have to feed our stomach and then the whole body is energized. Similarly, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, is satisfied, all the parts and parcels, like the legs and the hands, the nose, the ears, the mouth are all parts of this body. Similarly, we are all, the individual jivas are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like when the stomach is satisfied, right? The whole body is energized and the whole body is satisfied. Similarly, when Lord Krishna is satisfied, all his parts and parcels, the various jivatmas, be it the demons, be it the demigods, be it human beings, be it ants, be it animals, whatever reptiles, right? Jaladana lakshani, stavara laksha vimshati. Whether it is whatever be the 8.4 million species, everyone will be satisfied. If only we serve and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It said, sam siddhir hari toshanam. Sam siddhir. Everything is a success. When it is hari toshanam. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied, then everything is a success. So in this verse also, Srila Prabhupada mentions how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Everyone else is his servant, right? In Bhagavatam it says, ete chamsha kalapumsha krishnastu bhagavan swayam indrari vyakulam lokam mridayanti yuge yuge. The various incarnations come for various purposes, right? Matsya avatar, kurma avatar, varaha avatar. Various avatars are taken by the Lord to fulfill certain purposes. But krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Who is the swayam original personality of Godhead? He is Lord Krishna himself. Right? So we very clearly understand the position of Brahma and Shiva, as especially mentioned in this particular verse's purport, as the servants or the administrators of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we also, when we do our japa in the morning, when we chant the 10 offenses to the holy names, the second offense we say, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu is an offense to the holy name. Right? We perform various devotional service because we have understood I am the servant of the Lord. What is my duty? My duty is to perform whatever work I do. That is the first step. Whatever work I do it for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. Or at least I dovetail the resources, the abilities that I have in the service of the Supreme Lord. If I sing well, I sing bhajans for the pleasure of the Lord. If I cook well, I cook bhoga for the Lord and then distribute prasadam amongst Vaishnavas. Like that, whatever we do, we dovetail our propensities, our abilities, our resources in the service of the Lord. And a step higher to that is to engage in the Navavidha Bhakti. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Mandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam. These nine processes of bhakti, we do it exclusively for the pleasure of the Lord, right? When we cook or when we go to office, we earn money, we give a portion of that salary to Lord Krishna. Everything can be detailed in the service. But Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned 64 angas of devotional service, right? All are actually covered within these nine aspects of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, and until Atmanivedanam, right? And who are these demigods, Brahma and Shiva? Right, they are all jivas like us. Lord Shiva has an eternal position as Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu. He always serves the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And wherever Lord Krishna is there, he even protects the dham. Right, he is also the protector of the dham because he wants to serve the Supreme Lord in all capacities. But even Brahma, right from Brahma until all of the all down, you know, demons, demigods, all are jivas who are parts and parcels of the Lord. And these demigods are actually, they have perfected their lives. That is why the Supreme Personality of Godhead has chosen them to perform certain services. Like Brahma is a jiva who has perfected his life and hence he has been given the responsibility of creation. Like we see in our in the schools also, right? The teacher generally gives whoever is good in academics, whoever is well behaved, whoever has good culture, she is made the monitor of the class. Does not mean the monitor is any different from the other students. Only that the monitor has got more responsibilities, right? To take the attendance or to correct the papers or to collect the papers. Like that, so the student or the monitor of the class helps the teacher in performing some of the tasks, right? But that particular student who's a monitor is non-different from the other students in the class, right? That student also has to study, also has to write the exam and, go to the next class and then go on. So similarly, the demigods also in their roles and responsibilities have their services to be performed for the pleasure of the Lord. And we as jivas who are in the earthly planet, we also have our duties, which we also perform for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 9.23, Epyanya devata bhakta yajante shraddayanvita tepi mameva kaunteya yajantihi avidipurvakam. Krishna very clearly tells, right? The devotees who worship the demigods, they do so in an avidipurvakam way, in a wrong way, in an irregular way, without adherence to regulations. What is vidhi? Vidhi means rules and regulations. Why we follow rules and regulations? To attain a particular goal, we follow rules and regulations, right? So if you want to become, part of the national team of cricket, you have to have the discipline every day. You have to practice, right? You have to follow the rules and regulations of the game. And that way you slowly progress and then you reach your goal of becoming a part of the national cricket team, right? Similarly, we want Krishna Prema. How can we get Krishna Prema? We want to perform, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So Krishna says, in Bhagavatam it says, Sarve vidhi nishedyasur etayor eva kinkaraha. These two principles are very important. What are those two principles? Smartavya satatam vishnur vismartavyo na jatuchit. Always remember Krishna, vismartavyo na jatuchit. Never forget Krishna. These are the two principles in which all the rules and regulations that we follow. Sarve vidhi. Vidhi means all the rules and regulations. Nishedha, all the do nots, right? No meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. All of the do nots and all of the do's. What are the do's? Chanting minimum 16 rounds, eating only Krishna Prasadam, chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, right? So all of the do's and the don'ts. Why are we doing all of the do's and the don'ts as prescribed by the Shastras, as prescribed by Guru and as prescribed by Sadhus to attain the ultimate goal of Krishna Prema? So when we worship the devatas, that means we are doing something which is not in adherence to the regulations. That means we will not get the desired goal. right? So there is a problem. You go one step back, right? There is a problem in the goal itself, right? So because Lord Krishna very clearly says the worshippers of the demigods go to the demigods planets, and that is Yanti Deva Vrata Devan Pitran Yanti Pitruvrataha. You can worship anybody. Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja. You can worship the Bhutas. You can worship your forefathers. You can worship your the Devatas, and then you go to their respective planets, right? You can enjoy very nicely. But in Bhagavad Gita, what does Lord Krishna say? Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna. Even if you go to the Brahma's planet, right? Perfect your life and become Brahma also, right? And with all the various heavenly planets, demigods, etc., etc., all of them, once they utilize their karmic account, right? We've done a lot of punya. We go to the heavenly planets. We have nice enjoyment there. No misery, no birth, no death, etc. But then we have to come back to the earthly planet. Once the credits are exhausted, we have to come back to this earthly planet, because we can perfect our lives only from the earthly planet, because there is a sufficient dosage of happiness, distress, that keeps us grounded and always wants us to go back, because this place is Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. The material world is designed in such a way that we always want to go back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We don't want to stay here in this material world. Whereas in the heavenly planets, there's so much of enjoyment, soma rasa, this, that, and so much of enjoyment that one wants to stay there. But you cannot stay there eternally. Once you utilize your credits, your karmic account credits, then you have to fall back to the earthly planet. So Krishna says, Mam upetyat Kaunteya punarjanma na vidyate. But if you become my devotee, you serve me very nicely, you will come back to my abode, wherein there is punarjanma na vidyate. There is no punarjanma. There is no birth. You will eternally enjoy in the spiritual world. Right? So, since we understood the basic philosophy of what is my sambandha gyan, I'm the servant of the Supreme Lord. What is abhideya gyan? What is the process? Now I know what I have to do. Now I know who I am and what am I supposed to do. So, the Guru, Shastra and Sadhus have told us what we have to do. What we have to do? Shravanam, Kirtanam, then Navavida, Bhakti, we discussed that. And what is the prayojana? You have to have the right prayojana. If the goal is wrong, the entire process and whatever we do, it will lead us to the wrong goal, right? So we have the right goal, which is Krishna Prema, loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because the satisfaction or the happiness of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that lies my eternal happiness, right? And very beautifully, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, Akama Sarva Kamova Moksha Kama Udharadi Tivrena Bhakti Yogena Yajeta Purusham Param. So, Krishna is not even asking us to give up our desires. Krishna is saying, Akama Sarva Kamova. Whether we have desires or whether we have no desires. Akama, we don't have any desires. Sarva Kamova. We have lots of desires. We have desires for wealth. We have desire to get fame, name, fame, popularity, money, whatever may be our desire. Sarva kamova. Moksha kama udharadi. Whether we want to get liberated, right? In this world, there is birth, death, disease, old age. I want to just get liberated. I just don't want this suffering, right? That is liberation, right? Sayujya mukti. You merge into the Brahman. Whatever may be your desire. Moksha kama udharadi. What you need to do? Tivrena bhakti yogena, tivrena, very essential to very strictly and with determination follow bhakti yoga. Bhakti yogena sevate yajeta purusham param. Whom we have to render devotional service? We can render a devotional service only to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So whether we are full of material desire or we have no material desire, we have to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why does it say bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param? See, we cannot render devotional service to anybody else other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? Whenever we worship the demigods, we want something in return, right? When we worship Lord Ganesha because we want the obstacles to be removed, we worship Devi Saraswati so that we can get good marks in the exam, so that we can easily learn our subjects, so that I get a good job, right? Whenever we worship a demigod, it is always a kind of a deal. I give you this, you give me this. Right? There is no devotee of a demigod actually. We also have examples of Hiranyakashipu, Ravana. They all worship the demigods. Why? Because they wanted to live eternally. They wanted to rule over all the planets and eternally rule over. I have this controllership mentality. Right? What happened to Hiranyakashipu? What happened to Ravana? We all know. right? Lord Krishna, he came in various forms. He came as Lord Ram, he came as Narsingadev. He fulfilled all the conditions which were given as boons by Brahma or Lord Shiva respectively, right? We know how Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narsingadev, right? Neither outside nor inside, neither in the morning nor in the evening, not with any weapons, right? All those conditions he put, right? And he thought he was very intelligent, Hiranyakashipu. So, but when Lord came as Narsingadev, he tore apart the chest using his own nails, right? Which is not any weapon, right? Which was neither morning nor evening. It was Sandhyakal, it was twilight. Right, so in this way, neither outside nor inside, he put him on his lap, and he tore apart the chest of Hiranyakashipu like that. So whatever may be the intelligence of very very powerful personalities like Hiranyakashipu or Ravana, it is said that when he used to lift his eyebrows, the devatas used to come and ask him, hey, what should I do? Should it rain or should the sun set like that? Everything used to happen according to his wish. But even such powerful personalities, they also worshipped Brahma and Shiva for their material benefits, and they also got benedicted by Brahma and Shiva. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, came and fulfilled the conditions of Brahma and Shiva, whatever condition they have given, that you will not be killed by this, you will not be killed like this, you will not be killed like this. All the conditions Lord Vishnu met, Lord Krishna met and killed them, right? So were they able to get eternal everlasting happiness? No. They were ultimately killed, right? However, we know of one devotee who also had this kind of material desire, but ultimately he was purified, right? So we know of Dhruva Maharaj, right? He also had a desire, right? We all know the story, how he wanted to sit on the lap of his father. His stepmother said, you have to get born from my womb, only then you can sit on the lap of your father. He went crying. His mother told that, your father does not like me. So he would not listen to me, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, will fulfill all your desires. And the 5-year-old boy goes to the forest in search of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then we know how anybody who wants to serve Krishna, anyone who wants to remember Krishna, anyone who wants to serve Lord Krishna, Narada Muni appears there. Whether it is Prahlad, whether it is Dhruva Maharaj, any devotee, whether it is even the Mrigari, the hunter, right? Narada Muni is always there. Right, to help the conditioned souls, especially those who want to find where the Supreme Lord is. Narada Muni appears to and helps in all situations. So Dhruva, by the mercy of Narada Muni, he gets this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He chants this. Like, what did he want? He had a material desire. He had no spiritual inclination. He wanted a kingdom which is higher than his forefathers, which is even higher than Brahma. He wanted such a big kingdom. Right, but he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead on the guidance of his guru, Narada Muni. What happened? As he was chanting these mantras, he was getting purified. And with his intense worship, he did not perform so much of austerities like Hiranyakashipu and Ravana standing on one leg, keeping his hands like this. And, all those austerities they performed. But when Dhruva Maharaj, actually as per the guidance of Narada Muni, he worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was peaceful. And as he chanted the names of Lord Krishna, what happened? The Lord placed his conch personally on the head of Dhruva, right? He was chanting the names of Lord Hari, right? So when the conch was placed, he opened his eyes, and when he saw the Lord, he could not even utter any word. He was dumbfounded by the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when Lord Vishnu asked him, what do you want? He was so ashamed. Oh, what did I want? Right? I was looking for broken pieces of glass, he said. But now I've got this diamond. I've got this darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we understand from this that even if we have so much of material desires, instead of worshipping the demigods, we should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. Why? Because our consciousness will get purified. Our desires will also get fulfilled. Dhruva got a kingdom, which is much bigger, right, than even Brahma. The Dhruva Loka was created, right, where he got all his desires fulfilled. But he did not even have those desires when Lord Vishnu asked him. In this way, one is the desires also get fulfilled. Second, the consciousness also get purified. We no longer desire these broken pieces of glass. We desire the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That our consciousness gets purified by the chanting of the names of Lord Hari. Right? We say, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam Bhava Maha Davagni నిర్వాపణం శ్రేయ కైరవ చంద్రికా వితరణం విద్యావధూ జీవనం ఆనందామురివర్ధనం ప్రతిపదం పూర్ణామృతాస్వాదనం సర్వాత్మా స్నపణం పరం విజయతే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం సర్వాత్మా స్నపణం పరం విజయతే ఆల్ విక్టరీ విల్ కమ్ టు వన్ టు హూమ్ పరం విజయతే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం వన్ హు చాంట్స్ ఓన్లీ నేమ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణ రైట్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ దిస్ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి ఇట్ ఇస్ హరేర్నామ హరేర్నామ హరేర్నామైవ కేవలం హలో నాస్త్యేవ 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 గతిరణ్యత అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ ద ప్రిస్క్రైబ్ మంత్ర ఫర్ దిస్ ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఇది షోడశకం నామ కలి కల్మషనాశనం సో దీస్ సిలబల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద హరే కృష్ణ మహామంత్ర will get us through this age of Kali. There is no other way, right? Dhruva Maharaj chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Narayana. In those ages, those mantras had the potency because they were Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. But in Kali Yuga, we are all Kali Shudra Sambhava. We are all Shudras. We have no qualification. We have no memory. Manda Sumanda Matayo, Manda Bhagya Padrataha. We have no intelligence. We quarrel at the slightest instance, right? Manda Sumanda, we are lazy. We are quarrelsome. Manda Bhagya, we are also, we don't have any luck also. Ill fortune is there for all the Kali Yuga Vasis. So in given the situation, Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come as the Yuga Avatar in the age of Kali, has given us this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Simply by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we can get purified of all of our material desires. Srila Prabhupada actually gives a very beautiful example in a lecture. He says, the demigods are like shopkeepers, right? If I have 10 rupees, I want a chocolate, right? For example, if my daughter has 10 rupees and she wants to buy a chocolate, right? She takes the 10 rupees and goes and gets a chocolate from the shopkeeper. The shopkeeper, when he gets the 10 rupees, he will give a chocolate worth 10 rupees. Okay? Say, for example, a Kit Kat chocolate. He gives her for 10 rupees, right? He does not know that my daughter may already be having black teeth due to excessive eating of chocolate. Is the shopkeeper bothered about that? No. He wants to just give the chocolate that's worth 10 rupees. He's not bothered about your teeth, your health, nothing. Right? But when we worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, all of our desires may not get fulfilled. Right? In Dhruva Maharaj's case, it got fulfilled because Lord Krishna knew that Dhruva will utilize the boons that he has. When he got a kingdom which is greater than Lord Brahma also, the way he ruled, right? Because his intention was very clear. He was so purified, right? So even when we want, we may ask for chocolate to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we may not get it because it is not good for us, right? When we pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one is our desire will be fulfilled if it is good for us, if it helps us advance in devotional service, right? Because Krishna cares for us. It is a relationship between a mother and a daughter, right? Would I pay 10 rupees and give that chocolate for my daughter? No, because already her teeth is spoiled. I would find other ways by which I can satisfy her, but by not giving this chocolate, right? She might be happy after what I give her, which is a substitute, right? But which would also be good for her health. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will give us only those things which will bring us eternal happiness, which is really good for us and not what we think, which is temporarily good for us. And, they say that, what is good for the tongue, right? It will not be good for your health, right? We may love to eat biryani or paneer or whatever oily food stuff, but in the long run, it will not be good for our health. So, in this way, Lord Krishna, he sees what is good for us in the long run. Eternally, what is good for us? And accordingly, we will either get our desires fulfilled or Lord Krishna will purify our desires. We will no longer have that desire. Dhruva Maharaj, he did not want to become a king. Even if Lord Krishna had not given him that kingdom, he was extremely satisfied and blissful by simply having darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? So, that is what worship to the Supreme Personality of Godhead does to us. Right? So always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. How do we do that? We follow the 9 angas of devotional service. In this age of Kali, what is most suitable? It is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. What is most effective for this age of Kali? Shravanam and Kirtanam. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, I was just reading in His Grace Gurujan Prabhu's book on Japa. He says, just focus on every word of the Mahamantra, right? Right now, we don't have the taste. right? And he also says we should not be enjoying. We should not try to enjoy, right? Some people ask, I don't derive any bliss in chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So he says, when we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra also, it's a devotional service. Why we are performing the devotional service? To please Lord Krishna, right? Even now, when I'm performing the chanting also, I have this Bhogavritti. I want to enjoy my chanting. I want to feel bliss when I'm chanting the holy name. But slowly and steadily, of course, Krishna gives the taste in the initial stages so that we continue the process. But ultimately, we know that even the chanting, the Shravanam of Srimad Bhagavatam, whatever I'm doing, or the Kirtanam, what we are doing, is for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the change of consciousness has to come between Bhogavritti and Sevavritti. From Bhogavritti, from the enjoyment propensity, I move towards Sevavritti. I chant because Lord Krishna likes it. I hear Srimad Bhagavatam because I get to know how I can serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How the wonderful devotees have served and pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I want to hear about them. I want to get a taste for doing that kind of service for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So every anga of devotional service is to be done only for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, Lord Krishna will be pleased, and then we attain our life's goal, which is to go back home, back to Godhead. Why? We don't want Sarupya. We don't want the form of the Lord. We don't want Salokya. We want to go back to the Dham, but we don't want Salokya Mukti. We don't want to go to the spiritual abode of the Lord, simply like that. Why do we want to go? We want to go back to the holy Dham, and we want to go back to the Supreme Personality of Godhead's Dham, the Goloka Vrindavan Dham. Why? To serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, even if we want to serve, right, our health goes down. Sometimes we are constrained by time, right? When we want to even decorate the deities, we have a specific time, 7:30, Darshan Arati. So we have 10 minutes before we have to complete our dressing of the deities also. Right? So eternally in the spiritual world, there is no question of time, right? As long as much as we want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we want to dress the Lord, we want to engage in the past, and we want to contribute towards the satisfaction of the Lord in his various leelas. And how do we do that? Nama, leela, guna, rupa, everything. We pray to get a taste, to understand the lovely pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to get taste in chanting the holy names of the Lord, Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela, Madhurya, everything of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We want to develop a taste. Why? Because when we go back home, back to Godhead, that is what we're going to do. We're going to chant the holy names of the Lord. We're going to assist the Lord in his pastimes. We're going to serve. We're all going to have our gurus, right? Who will be engaging us in that particular seva, whether it is singing for the Lord, whether it is cooking for the Lord, whether it is cutting vegetables, I don't know. So whatever be the service, we are all going to be under gopis and manjaris, right? Serving the Lord. And what are we doing here? This is a practice ground. We've been sent here for reformation, right? We have been sent here for practice, right? My Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj says, Varnita deities are practice deities. Right? We offer Ekadashi Prasadam, right? Ekadashi Boga, actually to Gaur Nithai, right? We don't serve the Lord for his pleasure, right? Whatever we eat, we offer to Krishna and then eat, like that. But we have to slowly move to the situation where we offer to the Lord what he wants, right? We don't offer to the Lord what we want to eat. We just offer him so that it is purified, and then I have my prasadam. That is a very, very nascent, very neophyte mentality. As we progress in our devotional service, we want to offer to the Lord what the Lord likes, right? Which we get to know through the Shastra, through Guru, and through the sadhus, through the senior devotees. They tell us how we have to render service in a way that we don't try to enjoy. We don't have the Bhogavritti, but rather we have the Sevavritti, only for the pleasure, exclusive pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when we reach that stage, Lord Krishna will be completely pleased with us. And the spiritual airplane was sent to take these wonderful devotees back home, back to Godhead. Similarly, Lord Krishna, when he is pleased by the grace of Guru and Gauranga, we can never qualify ourselves. But at the same time, when we are dependent on Guru and Gauranga, when we follow the instructions of Srila Guru Maharaj, of the wonderful disciples of Srila Prabhupada, all of those senior devotees' instructions, we one day, by the causeless mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga, we can qualify ourselves, go back home, back to Godhead, to render unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that would be the perfection of the human form of life. Hare Krishna. So we'll end it here. So I'd like to thank all the devotees who've joined in the session today. Thank you very much. your kind and patient hearing. I also like to apologize if there are any mistakes in my understanding or in the way I've presented the class today. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha nandakoti vaishnavavrinda ki jai. Thank you very much. Rantraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sai Gaur Premanande. Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Mataji, what a wonderful power-packed performance. You just started and you didn't stop anywhere. So it was so wonderful till the end. You didn't have any pause also. So it was just flowing like a waterfalls. So thank you so much, Mataji. So always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. And if you hold the, if you have the mercy of Guru, we can reach to Godhead. So that is the main theme of Krishna consciousness. So you very well explained about the Jambudvipa, the seven islands and the worship of the demigods. We will go to the demigods place. You quoted so many verses from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And so Eteche Kalam Pumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. So that is the main goal. Thank you so much, Mataji. So like we are indebted to your service and we are indebted to your class. So thank you for coming on the call and giving your valuable time and association. So devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavat Pranam. Thank you, Mataji, for such a beautiful class. Very grateful to you, Mataji. Thank you. As Mataji said, it is very, very beautiful. You have told us the basic knowledge and you have given us the high, you know, after the basic what we need and where do we reach actually? What is the goal, the main goal for our whole practice? It's not for our own desires. It's for the desire of the Lord. That should be our ultimate achievement. But still we are in that stage where we are thinking that, oh, let me do this because I can get it. Okay, let me do this. I will get it. So we should come out of that stage. Thank you, Mataji. Very grateful to you. Hare Krishna.
I just want to add here that for my own purification, right, whatever I have mentioned is all theory, what I have read. So I seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. One day I'm able to realize and put into practice whatever is the theory so that, you know, I can also perfect my life. Seek the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna. Dhanavat Pranam.
Thank you, Vinita Mataji, for that realization. Any other devotees, any questions or realization comments, please go ahead.
Yeah, Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. Very, very, very nice class. Very many practical points and nice explanation of many, many slokas, Mataji. Very detailed. So, Mataji, one question. This that Bhagavatam verse you were quoting, right? Mataji, akama sarva kamova moksha kama udhirata. So, this looks like a paradoxical statement, Mataji, because when we have this kama, akama or moksha kama, and to do Tivrena Bhakti Yogena is not like, is not possible, right, Mataji? Because you see, right, because of so many desires.
Correct. So, yeah. So, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajaminam. Right? The extent to which we surrender to Krishna, Krishna will take much more steps towards us. But what Krishna is saying here is akama sarva kamava. Instead of going to the demigods and getting your desires fulfilled, those desires may not actually be good for us. So Krishna is saying, don't go to the demigods. Even if you have desires, you come to me, right? When we go to Krishna, then our desires will get purified. So Krishna is saying, he's saying the worship of demigods, there's no worship. Actually going to the demigods for the fulfillment of our material desires is an irregular way. He says it's avidhi purvakam, right? Even if we have desires, so we cannot suddenly artificially come to a level and think that we have no desires, right? We all have desires. Slowly this, when we're chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, it's a purificatory process. But whatever desires we have, we ask Krishna. If Krishna gives us, then we take it. We are grateful to Lord Krishna and we continue our devotional service. If Lord Krishna does not give us, then we should understand it is not good for us, right? And we continue our devotional service. And when we do this, it is a purificatory process by which those desires which will help us advance in devotional service will only remain in our heart. All the other unwanted desires will automatically drop off. That is my understanding.
Yes. Yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for that question. So Mataji, we are saying about a bhoga vritya, right? So the bhoga we are offering. So we have to think of the Lord, what He likes, and we have to make it an offer. What we do is like what we like. We make it and we offer it. So at least in some ways, we are just offering and getting it purified. So that is a thing. So actually, to be in the platform of Krishna consciousness, we have to much be purified, I think. So thank you so much, Maharaj. Do you have any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Mataji, very nice class. Very nice practical applications.
Sorry, you're not audible.
You're not audible?
Hare Krishna?
Yeah, we can hear, Mataji. We can hear. Please continue. Komadiki Mataji?
Yeah, okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji. Very nice class. Very nice practical application. And all we have to do is apply. Thank you very much. It's very nice class. I like your classes.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Komadiki Mataji. And any other devotees, any questions?
Mataji, one other question. Mataji, we are talking to somebody and they persist that they want to pray to the demigod. Like they persist that. So in that situation, how do we, you know, direct them slowly towards the Supreme Lord? Like, you know, let them pray to the demigod, but.
Yeah. So even when we pray to the demigods, right, we should not there's one person who prayed to Lord Shiva, right? He had no material desires, but he just prayed to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva directed this person to Sanatana Goswami. And when he went to Sanatana Goswami, he asked Sanatana Goswami, give me whatever is best, right? What you have best, right? When we even do the pray to the demigods, we ask them what is most what is eternal, what will give me eternal happiness, right? What is the best benediction that I can get, right? When we pray to Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma or Lord Muruga or whoever we pray to, if we pray to them, because they are all they are devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, right? So when we pray to them that give me something that is most beneficial for me, then they will give Krishna Bhakti as the benediction. But when we pray to them saying, I want this, like that, specific things, then they give that only, right? If we have the sufficient credit in our account, like for example, if we've given wealth to somebody in our previous life, then we are entitled as per our karmic account to get some amount of wealth. So when we pray to Lord, to Lakshmi Devi, right, saying, I want wealth, then Lakshmi Devi will give that wealth because anyway, we are deserving to get that wealth because of our pious credits in the past. But that wealth, what we get is also not going to stay with us forever. Right? In some time, I will lose the wealth. Again, I will pray. Again, I will lose. Again, I will pray. I will lose. So what is the eternal benefit that I can get? So even when I pray to the demigods, I have to pray for what is ultimately beneficial for me in the long run. What is eternal happiness for me? So this person asked Sanatana Goswami, give me what you have, what is very, very precious to you. Right? And there was a very beautiful diamond, which was actually lying in the garbage can. Right, so his eyes fell on the garbage can. He immediately took the diamond. He was overjoyed. Wow, I got this diamond, and he took it and went away. And then later on, he was thinking, if this was very valuable, why would Sanatana Goswami actually keep it in the trash can? That means he has something which is even more valuable than this diamond. She comes back and asks Sanatana Goswami, see, as you put this diamond in the trash can, so is there something more valuable than this diamond? Then Sanatana Goswami says, you have to go out. Yes, I have something more valuable. You have to go throw this diamond somewhere else, right? In a place where you cannot find, and then come back to me. Then I will give you something which is more valuable. So in this way, he throws the diamond, he comes back, and then he gives the Harinam to this person. So getting this Krishna Nam or the holy name of Krishna is not so easy, right? We have all done so much of, we got Ajnata Sukriti, right? We've either served the devotees or we've served the Supreme Lord or we've done some kind of devotional service, even without our knowledge. Because of that, we are connected to a guru, we are connected to ISKCON, we are having daily association of devotees, we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam every day, right? All of this, we are able to practice devotional service only because of Ajnata Suprati. Somewhere they have asked, demigod also, that please give me, we have not prayed for money or, job or something. Sometime we have prayed that give me something that is eternally valuable to us. That is the reason today we are here chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, reading Srimad Bhagavatam, praying to worshipping the deities, etc. So, yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah, thank you, Mataji. So, the more you have to pray, what is most beneficial or eternally beneficial?
Yes.
That's a very nice Mataji. So, Mataji, what's the difference? Why we add Ajnata before Sukruti, Mataji? Sukruti itself is like,
Ajnata Sukruti is because unknowingly we are doing it. Right? So we are going to the temple. We may not know what is the value of prasadam. Right? We may just go to, we may go to many temples. We have just come to Bombay. We go to the Mahalakshmi temple, Siddhi Vinayak temple. We go to the ISKCON temple also on a Sunday and we get the Sunday feast prasadam. So we take that prasadam. It is food offered to the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we are getting the benefit of performing devotional service while we don't have the knowledge. Right? It is not that I know the glory of the Mahaprasadam and I'm having that prasadam. Right? That is, we are doing devotional service. But I'm honoring the prasadam and I don't know the value of prasadam. I'm just consuming it as food. But it has got Ajnata Sukriti. Our devotional service count increases. Our bank balance increases of devotional service. That is why some people who get this Ajnata Sukriti come into devotional service. While some others, even if somebody preaches to them, they have not reached that particular level of understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? They are so busy, they don't want to take the Bhagavad Gita. They're saying they have a lot of time to watch TV. They have a lot of time to play cricket or whatever they want to do. They don't have time to read Bhagavad Gita. But why we have come? Because we have done some kind of Ajnata Sukriti, because of which we've got the taste to either get a Bhagavad Gita, read the Bhagavatam, chant the holy name. Like that's why it's called Ajnata Sukriti, without knowing.
Thank you very much, Mataji. Mataji, the pastime that you told about Sanatan Goswami is in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, Mataji?
It is in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think. I've heard it from a devotee who gave a class. So okay. I think it is mostly in Chaitanya Charitamrita, but I'm not really sure of the quotation, the verse quotation. We heard it in a senior devotee's class.
Okay, thank you very much. Dandavat Pranam. All glories to
you. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji, for that wonderful explanation. So very nicely told about the pastime. Devotees, if any other questions or realizations?
Hare Krishna, Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I don't have any questions. I just want to say thank you for the class. It's been a while since you've given class for us, and your classes are so beautiful, so inspiring. And as a couple of devotees have already said, you give so many practical tips, and you make everything so, not just easy to understand, but I don't know how to explain it. It's just even your answers to Shureshwar Shyam Prabhuji were just so beautiful. I truly appreciated the way that you explained, when we go to Krishna, as you said, there's no reason to go to demigods. We don't need to worship demigods. Krishna will give us everything we need. And it was so helpful because I can just speak for myself, and maybe other devotees have experienced this as well, but I have a hard time going, asking for anything, from Krishna. I feel like I'm not worthy, and as you said, and especially not for material things, I don't want to go to Krishna for that. But like you said, he understands that we are not completely cleansed, from our material desires. So yes, we should go to him and get that purification and keep chanting. So thank you so much, Mataji. So happy for your association this morning. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Tiffany Mataji. Devotees, any other questions or realizations? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Shishi Das Apapunath Ki Jai. Mataji, very, very nectarian class, Mataji. Ananta Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva, Dhruv Maharaj's story. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So many stories from Shishi Bhagavatam. Whenever we hear, we think that senior Brahmachari is speaking class in Gopinath Mataji. All the sloka explain Mataji, Jai Ho Gopinath Ki. Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to yourself, Sinsa Seva, Sila Prabhupada, Sila Gurudev Ki Jai. Thank you, Mataji. for your association and blessing. Hari Bol.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vrinda Mataji, for that realization. Any other devotees, any questions or realizations, please go ahead. So if no more questions, let's end our call here. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Mataji, for your wonderful, valuable time and association. And we expect your association in the near future. Vancha Kalpa Tripasya, Kripal Sindhu Payamaja, Satyita Nam Pavanekuma, Vaishnavi Piyunamo Namaha, Nand Kodi Vaishnavi Vrindaki Jai, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Prandraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Nidavni Sakhi Mataji Ki Jai, Jai,
Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai, Jai,